His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. God showed me this by the first part of this is we looked at. It's not working. No power. All right. So just put me on this microphone right here. We'll try to stay as located as we can. Psalm 103. But I want you to understand that we read this week. And by the help at the very end, me and Billy Graham got together and collaborated on this message. And you'll know Billy Graham's probably one of the greatest preachers that's ever lived. So he'll help me. You say, well, Billy Graham's passed on. Well, he left a lot of books and information. And I got a daily devotional from a good friend of mine. And I was reading through it. And God gave me a big old message. But then he gave me the last part that me and Billy will work on. I'll give him all the credit because he's a whole lot wiser man than I am. But I want to talk to you about benefits for a little while. And I'm going to repeat that verse that I just read. After I give you a good benefit, and I want to know if your soul is singing, it says, bless the Lord. I heard somebody pray this morning. I think it was Donnie. He said, Lord, when he prayed, he said the Lord about five times. Amen? And I sit there thinking, man, that's good. Because he is Lord. Lord means this. Means he's got some authority. He's got some control. He's got you. He's invested in you. So some of you call him Lord, but I wonder if you let him be Lord. If you want him to be Lord when you're in trouble. If you want him to be Lord when you really need God. Maybe somebody's passed away. Maybe somebody's sick. Maybe somebody's struggling. Maybe your finances are messed up. Maybe your marriage is on the rocks. And you say, Lord, Lord. But do you call him Lord when it's all going good? When you get the healing. When you get the good report from the doctor. When your finances do straighten out. Do you then say, with those finances, with that help, with that health, with that marriage, I will glorify and follow you, Lord. Me and that wife will go to church. Me and that wife. Y'all gonna mess around, I'm gonna preach on a Sunday morning. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. What you got in you this morning? Somebody said, man, preacher, you're all excited. You're always tore up and excited about Jesus. I worry about people that are not. Amen. If Jesus is that big in your life and he's moved in, wouldn't it be something if he showed out every once in a while? Reminds me of the little kindergarten girl got saved during revival. She came home and she's worried to death. She's like, oh my gosh, Daddy, I got saved. What are you worried about? The preacher said Jesus is in me. But if he's in me, shouldn't he be sticking out everywhere? Because God's a big God and I'm just a little girl. Every once in a while, he should stick out in your life. If you got a God that you can control, if you got a God that you can put inside of you and you can just manipulate him, okay, God, I'll do what I want to do. I'll say what I want to say. I'll cry when I want to cry. I'll do this when I... Man, I got a God who every once in a while says, I'm God and you're not. He melts me down. He makes me shout. He makes me run. He makes me preach. He makes me shut up. Amen. He makes me sit down. He makes me listen. He makes me give. He makes me forgive. Some of y'all need a dose of that. Some of you wonder why you ain't had a breakthrough with God in a while. It's because you won't forgive anybody anything. You come in here all the time and you want God to bless you, but you ain't let go of stuff that happened 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 months ago. Praise God. And you're sitting here saying, God bless me. He said, I would if you'd come to the altar and just forgive somebody. I wouldn't be surprised if somebody in here needs to go to somebody else in here, grab them by the hand and say, can we go to the altar together? I want to forgive you of something. If something like that happened in here, we might have revival for about a decade. Bless the Lord. We ain't even made it past verse 1. It's the kind of church you signed up for this morning. Verse 3, who forgiveth all, A-L-L. Is anybody in here saved? Amen. All right, there's one. Amen. All right, me and her, we're saved. You saved? Are you saved this morning? Amen. Listen to this. For who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Why? Because all my sins are forgiven. Man, when I... All. Past, present, future. Oh, I don't, if your doctrine don't add up with mine, I don't care. Amen. I don't care. He said, all my iniquities are forgiven. Praise God. All that's within me is screaming out, saying, golly, plum, thank you. Yeah. And some of y'all read that last part, and all the diseases are healed. And you're like, wait a minute. I'm still a little sick. Present tense, in the future tense, when you get to heaven, you will never be sick another day forever.
Yes, amen.
Sickness reminds us of a fallen world, amen? Some of y'all prayed for some people to get healed. Some of you prayed for people to get well, and they didn't, but they believed God that He was faithful to save them. And when they took their last breath, they were in the presence of God. Beautiful is the death of the saints in the eyes of the Lord. Man, I read that at a funeral one time, and it's hard to read. Beautiful in the eyes of the Lord is the death of His saints. I'm like, man, Lord, you're saying it's beautiful for somebody to die? Not the dying. Death. Not the dying part. God hurts as much as you do. But the dead part, when that last breath goes out, that little boy that had Down syndrome. Oh! His spirit now looks like his body. Oh, man, y'all got to do better than that. Man, some of the sweetest people I know have got the hardest road. Amen. When we get to heaven, we'll be walking by and they'll be living in one of them mansions, having that crown, that new glorified body, and it'll take you about a 10,000 year deal to figure out who they are. Some people went on with cancer. You hardly recognize their body and their mentality. You'll be standing there talking to them in glory and you'll go, oh. Oh, wait a minute, let me give you a better one. Somebody who just got older and older and older and more feeble and more feeble and more feeble. And you've seen them for about a decade just barely moving. Mm-hmm. You'll be standing there in heaven and all of a sudden they'll just... You're like, what is that blur? That's the guy who could barely move for a decade. Now we keep slowing down. I don't know why y'all don't get excited. I know church is supposed to be kind of subdued and in control, and we're supposed to come in here and we're supposed to get out of here in 30 minutes and go eat lunch, but don't you ever get excited about what Jesus has done. Has done. Not will do, has done. He's promised you this stuff. Man, you are in heaven. You are seated. It's what the Bible says. You are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You are seated. I mean, he actually makes it like you're already there. Oh, never. Verse 4. Who redeemeth the life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfy the mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Hallelujah. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Listen to verse 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious and slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. I know y'all. I know some of you. Hey, man, some of you just let that glaze over. Aren't you glad for... Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name for the mercy. How many needed mercy today? How many of you needed mercy yesterday? How many of you slipped, fell flat on your face in sin and went, thank God for the mercy? How many of you said something, done something, thought something, and all of a sudden you arrive in the plenteous of mercy? God, I don't know about you, but my God, that's just good. I ain't worth a flip. Every once in a while, I'll hang my head real low, and I'll just tell God, I ain't worth nothing to you. Why don't you just go ahead and use somebody else? Why don't you just go ahead and anoint somebody else? God, just let me just go on. I'm not worthy. And you know what? You know what? A fresh supply of plenteous mercy. God. He's slow to anger. Aren't you glad of that? Some of you in this room are not slow to anger. Some of you should be surprised. You should say, thank God he is slow. Have you ever got mad? Has anybody been mad in the last 48 hours? Anybody other than me? Just mad? Aren't you glad God doesn't act like that? Ain't you glad when your bubble starts to settle back down and you back to normal, there's mercy there for you? Done thought stuff, said stuff, went about making plans for stuff, and all of a sudden, God, when you come to your right mind, you say, oh, thank God. And all of a sudden, there's mercy there for you, too. Whew! Man, aren't you glad of the benefits and all of His benefits? Yes. Watch this. Verse 9, He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sin. Or sins, S-I-N-S, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is in me, bless His holy name. He didn't, you want me to give it to you country style? He didn't give us what we deserved. He ain't gave us, my God. Have you ever failed God on such a level that you're sitting there going, all right, God, give me what I deserve. And it don't come.
Praise God, have you ever thought about what you deserve? Woo!
And it never came. If it never came, God, leave me on the side of the road. Leave me out. he hath not dealt. Verse 11, for as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Verse 12 is a big one. We're going to say it again. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, man. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen.
Oh, how good it is to know Jesus and his Savior.
Yes.
Glory, hallelujah. I can't do nothing but praise his name today. He deserves it.
He deserves
it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for sparing an old wretched sinner like me. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise his name today, people. I don't care. Glory, one of these days I'll get to see him in heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm sorry, brother. Oh, glory, hallelujah. I ain't going to never quit praising that day. Just think, one of these days it's so hard I've had here. It'll be new, and I'll really get to praise him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll praise him like I've never praised him before. Glory to Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Don't apologize.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. If we start walking north, eventually, guess what? We'll be walking north for a long time. If you go east, you'll never find the end of east. You'll never find the end of west. If you go north, eventually you're going south. If you go south, you're eventually going north. If you go east, you'll be going east forever. If you go west, you'll go west forever. Amen? What God said is, I hid your sin eastward. I hid your sin westward. My gosh, I don't know why y'all don't shout on those things. Because guess what? If they send a search party out for your sin when it comes to your judgment, they couldn't find it. Send a group in here to run. I'm tired of, oh, there's cliques down there. Guess what? There's people in this church that like stuff I don't like. And I'm sure I like some stuff that they don't like. But praise God, I'm serving God here. If you serve God here, there'll be a niche for you.
Yes, amen.
But I guarantee you, if all heck breaks loose in your life, this church will rally around you like you've never been around. We'll pray for you. Yes. We'll feed you. We'll hug you. We'll help you.
Amen.
You can't get that at home. Amen? Amen. You can't get that off the TV. And you can't get that off the internet. I'm glad my sin as far as the east is from the west. Like as verse 13, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Like a father pitieth his children. I'm talking about some good daddies. Are there any good daddies in here? Here's what a good daddy does. Knows your child's messed up, knows your child's doing something wrong, but is waiting and praying and hoping that they turn. Hoping that they'll come back. Hoping they'll say, forgive me. Hoping they'll make the right decision. You don't want to judge them. You don't want to punish them. You want to love them. When I read that, I know it for a fact, because I got kids, and they can make you madder than anybody. But if a child comes to you and goes, Mama, Daddy, I'm sorry.
Amen.
I'll do better. And if they don't even say I'm sorry, if they just make an action, I went ahead and took the trash out. I went ahead and tried to straighten my room up. You'll buck up, won't you? That's my boy. That's my girl. Amen? She ain't perfect. But she's mine. Golly bum, I wish I had some real parents in here. I'll be honest, y'all are cool cousins. I might just start messing with some of y'all's kids this morning, see how you really are. I'm serious. Some of y'all are mad as corn at your kids. They're being disrespectful. They've done some things wrong. But if I went over and just messed with them, huh? Whip them or punch them. You'd be, hey, preacher, we're going to have to talk. And by talk, I mean I'd like to step outside with you. I've never been so mad in my life. My daughter come to me one time and said, there's a man up in the fellowship hall, flip me in the forehead, Daddy, and there's a red dot right there. And I was the pastor. I could feel my hands shaking. I said, man, I'm going to lose my job. I walked in the room. He already was. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hear that. I'm like, what? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
Is she perfect? No. Is she mine? Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Don't. Amen? Are you all right?
Yes.
You say, what are you talking about? Our Father, God.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right.
Looking into our lives.
Right.
The devil said, I'm going to do this.
Y'all
good? Y'all ready to get in the heart of the message?
Amen.
Some of y'all said, we've been in it for 30 minutes, preacher. Verse 14, for he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God knows how and where he made me. I am just a dirt ball. Amen. Golly bum. So, hey, y'all, you're dirty too. Amen? You're dirt too. I'm a better kind of dirt than you are. No, you ain't. I was made in Polk County. I'm a Polk County dirt. Some, y'all good? Let's get in the Word. Here it is. It's serious. Y'all ready? Let's get serious in the Word of God. Verse 15, let's talk about ourselves. Those are the benefits of God. Let's talk about me and you. As for a man, his days are as grass, as flower of the field, so he flourisheth. The Bible reminds us over and over and over again. Our life is temporary here. It's a flower. It's a vapor. It's up today and gone tomorrow. It flourisheth just for a little while. Amen? That's what the Bible says about our lives. I want to ask you and encourage you to throw a little gold flake of eternity in your life. You're going to have trouble. You're going to have heartache and pain in this life. Ain't no doubt about it. I think Job said a man's days are full of trouble. But if you can throw a flake of gold of eternity into your life. Amen? See, gold is what they make the streets out of in heaven. Amen? It's one of the building blocks of heaven. See, I want my life to make other people see Jesus. Amen? The Bible says, redeem the time. Amen? Because the days are evil. That means every day you get up, throw a little eternity mindset into your life. That we're not just here to make money, have a house, and raise kids. We're here to affect change in other people's life. People should see, hear, and feel Jesus in you. You should live your life on purpose. People are going to come in your sphere of personal ministry. I call mine about a 3-foot radius. If you come into my personal sphere and ask me a question, then I can return the favor. Amen?
Amen.
What do you think about the Braves? What do you think about Jesus? What do you think about the Vols? What do you think about your eternal salvation? Amen? What do you think about the weather? I think it's hot today, but I wouldn't want to spend an eternity in hot like this. Amen? You're at work with somebody. I'm struggling. I'm hurting. I'm depressed. I feel like committing suicide. I'm hurting. There is a way out. I felt that way too. I've hurt like you. I've had problems like you. But I found a way out of it. That little flake of gold in your personal life. You're not going to stay here for eternity, but you are going to eternity.
Amen.
Amen. Our lives are temporal. They are a fading flower. Amen. They do just flourish for a little while. Amen. But I want to tell you something. We are immortal creatures. God made us different than all the other creatures on the face of this planet. He gave us a soul. We are waved it like somebody. Well, we're just the same as all the other creatures on the earth. Da, da, da. If you believe that, guess what? You'll usually act like that. We are way more different than this world. We are way more different than the animals of this kingdom. Guess what? We are made in His image. We were the only ones made in His image. We are the only ones with an eternal soul. In 1,000 years from now, is that a long time? In 1,000 years from now, you'll be more alive than you are right now. Amen? In 1,000 years from now, you'll be more alive than you are right now. You're an eternal being. You've got a spirit inside of you that has to live somewhere for eternity. And there's only two kind of endings. The one of the believer will spend eternity in a place called heaven. Because Jesus died on an old rugged cross and said, "Forgive them, Father, they know not what they do." And if you believe that was the only begotten Son of God and you ask Him to be the Lord of your life, you are given eternal life in heaven through Jesus Christ. If you repent of your sins and ask Him to be the Lord of your life, your destiny is heaven. If you don't, if you're an unbeliever and you've refused him, rejected him, or neglected him. Amen? Refused him, rejected him, or just neglected him. We got a world full of people who have just rejected and neglected. I don't want none of that. Neglected is, I will one day I'll go one day. And then God, right before this message, right before I was sitting right there on that pew, God said, write one more down for somebody in here this morning. Write this down before you preach this. I wrote, I had a refused, a rejected, and neglected, and he put one more on her. You know what it was? A pretender. Somebody who comes to the church and has a title, has a position, or has been here for a long time, and you're pretending like you have what you need to get into heaven, which is the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, forgiveness of your sins. And you're trying to figure it out all the time. Why are they so happy? Why are they so much in peace? You're always in a struggle. You're always fighting. You wonder what church is really all about. You've been here for a while, but you just don't really know. And you're pretending like everybody else. You sing what we sing. You pray when we pray. You listen to the message. You might even take good notes. You might come Wednesday and Sunday night. But you're pretending to be something that you've never really accepted. And you're missing it. You're sitting there going, man, what am I missing? And you've heard about church. And when you talk about church, you talk about it. It's like, man, they do this at church. And the pastor does that. And the singers do that. And the deacons are like that. And this and that. And it's all negative. And you've always had negative. But listen, we don't come to church for that. This is not why we come to church. We come to church because we love Jesus. We love Jesus and we love each other. That's it. All the other stuff is just beneficial. Just extra. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not. Amen? I'm going to ask y'all all to stand. I'm going to give you one question as Scott comes to get us on. I want you to hear this. I know it's been I don't know what it's been, but I want to give you this. Our choices, your choice right now, has consequences. What you do with your life has consequences. That means whatever you do with your salvation has consequences. You can waste your time or you can redeem your time. So if you're a Christian here this morning and you're just riding down the easy river of Christianity and you're really not serving God to full capacity, this will be the time that you come up here and rededicate your service to God.